Mesech to Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chaf Hei. Pieces of materials less than 3x3 tvachim are mukta because they have no real use. The pasuk in Vayikra Yud Aleph says, by an oven made of earthenware, Taner v'kirayim yutatz. They should be smashed if it becomes tameh. Yutatz is mashma, attached to the ground, i.e. only mechuber lekarka can become tameh. Talush cannot become tameh. But the Rabbanan hold, even if it's talush, it can become tameh. The Mishnah. A stone tied onto a gourd to make it heavy to draw water, in other words, so it should be able to draw water from the well. If the stone won't fall off, it becomes part of the keli, and is mutter to use on Shabbos. But if it will fall off, then the stone is like eitzim v'avonim, with no use, and it makes the gourd into a basis l'davar ha'asar. A pekak hachalayim, a window cover, Rabbi Eliezer says, if it's tied to a window, it's mutter to use, since it's part of the binyan, as long as it doesn't drag on the floor. The Chachamim say it's always mutter. Gemara. All agree that even on Yontif, it's usher to make a temporary roof, and certainly on Shabbos. And to add to an existing roof, this is a machlokes. Daf kuf chav vav. A neger hanigra, a door bolt that drags on the ground, it can be used to lock something in the Migdash, because this is an Isser Midrabanan, and we say in the Migdash, ein shvus b'migdash. But in the Medina, it would be Usser Midrabanan. But if it isn't tied on at all, then it's usher as binyan on Shabbos midaraisa. So it's usher afilo b'migdash. Rabbi Yehuda says, even if it isn't tied, it's only asur mirabbanan, since once it's designated for a door, there is no binyan. Shimon ben Gamliel says, even if it is designated, even if it's not tied on, it's mutter to use on Shabbos. Mar says, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah, that the pekak hachalain must be tied and hanging. It must be kosher vitoli. The Mishnah. The cover of a keli, if it has a handle on it, you can move it on Shabbos, because it has a shame keli. This marks the end of the perek. Now let's begin Perek Yud Ches Mefanin, the Mishnah. The rule is that on Shabbos, one is not allowed to move items, which will involve a lot of exertion, because it's like weekday work, uvde dechol. However, one is allowed to move 4 or 5 boxes of straw for Achnosis Archim, to make room for guests, or to seat students in the Beis Medrash. But the items to be moved cannot be mukta. But if they're mukta, they're not allowed to be moved. So for example, truma could be moved, tevel cannot be moved. Bundles of straw, twigs, or stones, even though these items are normally muktzah, because they're called eitzim of avadim, but if they were set aside as food for animals before Shabbos, then they can be moved. Daf kuf chav zayin, the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yechanan, g'dayla hachnosis archim kehashkamas beis hamedrash. Hachnosis archim, hospitality, is as great as going to learn Torah in the beis medrash. Rabbi Dimi says, yaser mehashkamas beis hamedrash. It's even greater than that. Rabbi Yehuda Amarav said, g'dayla hachnosis archim mekabalas pnei hashchina. Having guests and hospitality is even greater than being mekabel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we learn from Avraham Avinu that he left Hashem to greet the Malachim, who were disguised as Archim. And Hashem is not like Basar V'dam, where it's impossible for a small person to keep a more chash of a person waiting. Mashenken HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meichel on his covet, as we see from Avram, that Avram was able to leave Hashem in order to greet his Archim. Rabbi Yechanan said there are 6 things that a person is oichel peresehen ba'ilam hazeh. He could eat the fruits in this world, and he still gets Karen Kayamas La'ilam Haba. He still gets the principle in Ilam Haba. What are those 6 things? Hachnosis Archim, hospitality. Bikur Cholim, visiting the sick. Iyun Tfila, having Kavana when one davens. Hashkamas Beis Hamedrash, getting up early to learn Torah. Megadel Banav L'Talmid Torah, raising children to learn Torah. And finally, Dan Eschaver L'Kapschus, judging a friend favorably. And in the Mishnah in Peah, we learn of 4 other things. Kibud Avaim, Gemilas Chasadim, Havas Shalim ben Adon Lachaver, a person who brings peace between 2 friends, and Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulan, but Talmud Torah is the greatest of all of them. And the Gemara brings a number of stories where it appeared that someone was treating someone else badly, or doing an Avera, but the second person was Danhim Lekapschus, and he was rewarded. The Gemara says Truma is not Muksa, since it's Mutter for a Kayan to eat, and for Yisrael to handle for the Kayan. The Prima Gadam in Simon Shin Ches, Sifkat Yud, discusses whether matzahs are mukta on Erev Pesach, which falls out on Shabbos, being that the Rabbanan asked us from eating matzah on Erev Pesach. He says that ordinary matzahs are not mukta on Erev Pesach, since one could feed them to young children, or he could feed them to his birds, just as our Gemara says that Truma is not mukta for Zarim, since it's fit to be given to be eaten by Kohanim. Demai is Paris, which is bought From an Amoritz, Demai is not Mukta, since it's Mutter for an Ani to eat, and technically a person can make himself into an Ani at any moment by declaring that all of his property is Hefker. Daf Kuf Chav Ches. Many of the Tanaim held Kol Yisrael B'nei Melachim Heim. Therefore, when it comes to if an item is used by rich people and is Mukhan or is not used, therefore it's primarily used by a poor person, you cannot differentiate and say that to some people it's Mukta and to some people it's not. And Luf, which is a bean, which is used mainly for ravens, is not Mukta to anyone, even though it's only used by rich people. When one cuts bundles for animal food, he may cut them or even eat them, as long as he doesn't crush them into very tiny pieces with a keli, because this would be a malacha of teichen. And in fact, in Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Chaf Aleph, we learn that it's also usher to chop vegetables into tiny pieces on Shabbos as well, mishum teichen. Raw, salted meat is not considered to be Mukta, since it's edible. If it's unsalted, Rav Huna says it's not Mukta. Rav Chisda said it is Mukta, since it's really not edible. And bones are not considered Mukta, since they're roy to be eaten by a dog. Finally, water, which sat outside, is usher to drink, since we're afraid that a snake may have poisoned it. The next Mishnah. One is allowed to turn over a basket in front of chicks, so they can climb up and down from their nests. Here the Mishnah teaches us that it's Mutter on Shabbos to move a utensil, i.e. the basket, for the sake of a Mukta item, i.e. the chicks. If a tarnagol escapes, you can push it till it comes back to its coop. And a woman can do the same with her child in Rishus HaRabim, as long as she doesn't drag him and carry him in the Rishus HaRabim. Gemara. If an animal fell into water on Shabbos, one can put pillows below it in order to help it escape. The rules of Mukta here were relaxed due to Tzar Balei Chaim. Ay, but how can one do this? The pillow now goes from being Mutter to Mukta, since it's a Basis L'davar HaAser, i.e. the animal. So one is being Mavatel Keli Mehechana. Our answer, since one man diyamar holds Tzar Balei Chaim is midaraisa, it takes precedence over Bittel Kli, which is only midrabanan. Before we begin the upcoming sugya, we should give a brief hakdama to the basic principles of Hilchas Refuah b'Shabbos. As we have mentioned numerous times, there is an isser on Shabbos to take medicines due to the gzera midrabanan of shchikas samimanim. We're afraid that a person will grind the medications on Shabbos and will be over the isser of teichen. In addition, applying creams and ointments are usur due to the isur of smoothing, which is part of the malacha of memachek. Basically, there are 5 degrees of ailments which could require refuah b'Shabbos. The first is a mechush b'alma, a minor condition like a slight heartburn or a mild headache. For this, we are machmir in all isurei refuah. The second is miktsas cheli, a pain in one area of the body, for example, a toothache, a medium headache, or a minor burn. Even though as a general rule, Amir la'akum is usur on Shabbos, but in the case of Miktas Chayli, it would be mutter to ask a guy to do a malacha midrabanan for you. For example, to dab on some cream, burn cream, in the affected areas. Not to smear the cream, but to just dab it on. The third category, and one which is very shchiach, is a chayla kol gufai, a person who is sick, i.e. they have a flu or they have strep throat. This is also referred to as a chayla she'en bai sakana. In addition, there are 3 other examples of people who are not exactly a chayla kol gufay, but we consider them to fall in this category. These include someone who is nafal lemishkaf, a person who has to lie down. As for example, a person has a severe enough headache that he needs to stay in bed. They're called nafal lemishkaf. They would fall into the category of chayla kol gufay. Also, a baby under the age of 3 years old, if he or she gets upset about something, we consider him to be a chayla kol gufay. Finally, if a house gets very cold, the discomfort of cold makes every person a chayla kol gufay, since Chazal said, ha-kol chaylim etzel ha-kor. In all these cases, we consider a person to be a chayla kol gufay. In a case of chayla kol gufay, it is mutter to do an iser derabanan with a shinai, for example, to apply cream to a baby's rash with a shinai, and it is even mutter to tell a guy to do a malacha midaraisa. For example, someone has a flu, one can tell a guy to call the doctor. Or, if the heat goes out in a house on a very cold day, one can ask a guy to turn the heat back on. The 4th category is called sakanas aver, an injury or illness that could lead to the loss of a limb or an eye, for example. In these cases, one can himself do an iser midrabanan, and even an iser midaraisa, but only with a shina. And of course, he can tell a guy to do anything, even a malacha daraisa, without a shina. Finally, the last category is a chayla sheyeshbay sakana. This is the most chamor of all the categories. A chayla sheyesh bai sakana is a person who has a condition which is extremely serious, and if it's not treated promptly and correctly, it could lead to fatal consequences. This could arise because the person has developed a serious medical condition, for example, a heart attack or a stroke, an injury, that the person was involved in a road accident, someone has fallen out of a window, or something due to natural causes such as a woman in childbirth. In addition, a person has the halachic status of a chayla sheyesh by sakana, even if there's just a possibility that his condition could be fatal. But presently, this is still far from certain. For example, a person has symptoms which arouse suspicion that he may have suffered a heart attack or a stroke. Therefore, he's called a chayla sheyesh by sakana. We are taught by Chazal that sofek nefashas lahakel. This means that not only may one violate all isurim in Atera when the preservation of human life is certainly at stake, but one may do so even if there's only a possibility that this action is needed or will be helpful for the preservation of life. The rule by Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana is not only is it mutter to do all melachas, even isurim d'oraisa, but one is mechuyev to do them and not hesitate, since ein davar oimid bifnei pikuach nefesh. In addition, the heterim of a Chayla Sheyesh by Sakana not only apply if a person will live for a long time after we do the melacha, but they apply even to save a person who is just going to live chayesha, who is just going to live for a few more hours. One must violate Shabbos and do anything, even if this will help prolong the person's life by just a few hours. Now, a woman who has gone into labor to have a child is considered to be a chayla sheyesh by sakana. And although childbirth is a state of chayla sheyesh by sakana, one nevertheless does not have the same freedom of doing whatever is necessary for the woman concerned as one has in normal cases of a chayla sheyesh by sakana, when one, of course, takes every precaution to do things with maximum speed, because there may be a sudden turn of events for the worse. This is because childbirth is a natural phenomenon, and is extremely rare that it could lead to fatal consequences, provided the normal and average precautions are taken. Therefore, the normal activities that must be done on behalf of a woman in childbirth should first be done by a guy, and if this is not possible, they should be done by a Jewish person, but with a shinoi. For example, if a light must be switched on so a woman can get ready to go to the hospital, one should do so with one's elbow instead of in the normal manner. Similarly, if the light on the landing in an apartment building must be switched on, one should press the appropriate button with one's elbow instead of the normal way. However, if an emergency has arisen, it's of course understood that one should do whatever is necessary in the normal manner, even if it involves doing many melachas min haTorah. For example, if the birth appears to be imminent, the husband should immediately use his own car to drive the woman to the hospital without wasting any time. Of course, once a woman is in the later stages of labor, she becomes a full-fledged chayla sheyesh by sakana, and then, since we're dealing with pikuach nefesh, one can do all melachas midaraisa even by himself. One doesn't have to go to the bother of asking a guy to do it, but one should in fact do it by himself. Now also in the Mishnah. It is also to deliver an animal on Yontif. If an animal is giving birth, it's also to pull the animal out from the mother on Yontif. The Mishnah here means even on Yontif. On Shabbos, it is certainly usur to do this. But one is allowed to assist in the delivery. But by a woman, one can fully deliver a baby on Shabbos because of pikuach nefesh. In Kal Vachomer, one can deliver a baby on Yontif. We can also call a midwife to help, even if she has to come from outside the tchum. We can be mechal Shabbos for her, and we can tie the umbilical cord as well. Rabbi Yossi says we can also cut the umbilical cord. Finally, all things needed for a bris milah we can be mechal Shabbos for as well. Gemara. Since childbirth is potentially life-threatening, we are allowed to be mechal Shabbos even for a malacha midaraisa. For example, someone can put on a light for the woman. Aye, but this is pasha. If one can be mechal Shabbos, what's the chiddush of the fact that one can put a light on for the woman giving birth? More answers, even if she is blind, we can put a light on for her. That was, even if she can't see, we can still put the light on for her. Since even though she cannot see, but isuve mesiv daita, she will be comforted by the fact that if she needs something, the person who is in the room to help her, who can't see, will be able to easily find it. And this, in fact, puts the pregnant woman's mind at ease. This is referring to before the delivery, because during the delivery, this is pashut, but of course we can turn the light on for her. In Igris Maisha, Arachayim, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Kuflam, and Beis, Ramesha, Zecha Tzadik Livracha, brings this Gemara as a raya, that if a woman going into labor needs to be taken in a taxi to the hospital on Shabbos, someone is allowed to go along with her, because Yisuve Mesev Daita, it helps to put her mind at ease. In fact, the Chazan Ish in Kovetz Igris, Kuf Mem Aleph, does not only allow a husband to accompany his wife to the hospital, he strongly urges every husband to do so. The Gemara says if someone squeezes hair on Shabbos, it's a machlokes if this is a malacha midaraisa or midarabanan. A woman who is giving birth, as long as we have kever pasuach, an open womb, whether she says she needs chilul Shabbos or not, we machal Shabbos for her, even if it means doing a malacha midaraisa. Once the womb closes, she is out of danger, so we cannot be Mechal Shabbos for her. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, after the womb closes, if she says she needs it, then we are Mechal Shabbos for her. But if she doesn't say, then we're not Mechal Shabbos. Daf Kuf Chavtes. And the halacha is, Safek Pikuach Nefesh Lohakel. When we say Psichas HaKever, that we're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos from the time that the womb opens, this begins from when she is Teshev Al HaMashber, she sits on the birth stool. Others say that it begins from the time that blood begins to drip, and others say it begins from the time that she cannot walk anymore. In Shulchan Aruch HaRachayim Simen Shin Lamed, the Mechaber paskins that any of these three simanim trigger the time of Psichas HaKever and would allow us to be Mechal Shabbos. Until when is Psichas HaKever? Abaye says, till 3 days after the birth. Rava says, 7 days. Some say even 30 days. And the Harda clarified this halacha. Up to 3 days, whether she says she needs Chil Shabbos or she says, I don't, we can be Mechal Shabbos. From 4 to 7 days, if she says she needs it, then we can be Mechal Shabbos. If she says, I don't need, then we don't. If she doesn't say anything, then we are Mechal Shabbos for her, since she's still considered in a time of Sakana. From 8 to 30 days, we are not Mechal Shabbos, but we can do Malachas via Amir La'akam, i.e., she is not considered a Chayla Sheesh by Sakana, but a Chayla She'en by Sakana, and Rav Nuna said, Amir La'akam is Mutter for a Chayla She'en by Sakana. And in fact, this is the Halacha, as is brought in Simen Kuf Lamed, that a Chayla She'en by Sakana, or as it's referred to as a Chayla Kol Gufay, one is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos through Amir La'akam. There is a Machlekes Achreinim, as how we count these days. Is it 3 days me'es la'es, i.e. 72 hours from birth, or even partial days? So she had the baby, for example, 12 noon on Wednesday. Wednesday counts as day one, Thursday counts as day two, and Friday counts as day three. So is Friday night, is that already considered day four? Or we can get the full 72 hours, i.e. until Shabbos, 12 noon. The Mishnah Berurah is machriya l'kula, but you get the full 72 hours. The Gemara says if we have a chayla she'esh by sakana, or a woman who has given birth, we can light a fire for her, if she is cold on Shabbos, even in the summer. A person who walks around without shoes is considered to be like a bezayin. Therefore, a person should go as far as selling the beams of his house so he can buy shoes for his feet. The Gemara says after a person lets blood, it's important that he has a su'uda afterwards in order to strengthen himself. And if some harama is necessary to drink a revius of wine, then it's mutter. This is referring to a worn-out coin. A person is allowed to go into a wine shop, taste a little bit of wine, and give him this worn-out coin, knowing full well that they probably won't accept a worn-out coin. They can not accept a worn-out coin. The person can then go to a second shop and do the same thing. Drink a little bit of wine. Then when the person doesn't want to take the worn-out coin, he moves to the next shop, and so on, until he drinks a full revius of wine. If someone is lax about eating a meal after bloodletting, Shamayim will be lax with supplying him with food. The Gemara says the appropriate days to let blood are Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday, but not on Monday and Thursday, since they're Yemei Din, and not on Tuesday, since the mazel of Mars exists during the even hours of the daytime. And one must be careful with zugais, pairs. Finally, they used to bury the afterbirth, the placenta, as a skula, so as to keep the baby warm. And washing a newborn child on Shabbos is also mutter. This marks the end of this parak. Daf Kuf, Perak Yotes, Rabbi Eliezer, Demila, the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said at the Yom HaShmini, there's no suffix that the 8th day since the birth comes out on Shabbos, and the male did not prepare the knife of the Mila on Erev Shabbos, one can do Haitzah and carry the knife on Shabbos, as long as it's uncovered, so everyone will see that the carrying of the knife is for the purpose of the Mila. In other words, we say Mila is Leicha Shabbos. And when there was a decree by the government not to do the Mila, so then an open knife would be Pikuach Nefesh, so you couldn't carry the knife uncovered, then the knife could be carried covered, although there should be witnesses to see that it was being covered when it was first taken out. And if they have no knife, then it's mutter on Shabbos to cut trees to manufacture iron to make a knife, i.e. even machshirei mila, preparation for mila, even that's Deicha Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva argues on Rabbi Eliezer and holds that it's usher to carry a knife or make a knife on Shabbos because only the mila itself is Deicha Shabbos. But kol ma she'efshar la'saisa me'erev Shabbos ain't a Deicha Esha Shabbos. Anything which could have been done on Erev Shabbos is not Deicha Shabbos. He could have carried it before Shabbos, so now it's too late. But kol ma she'enef shalah seisam Erev Shabbos, daichan es ha-Shabbos. Anything which was impossible to do on Erev Shabbos, the Mila itself, for example, that you are allowed to be daicha Shabbos for. The halacha follows Rabbi Akiva, who disagrees and maintains that only the bris Mila itself overrides Shabbos. However, the machshirin, such as obtaining or manufacturing a knife, which can be arranged before Shabbos, may not be performed on Shabbos. Kuntrasal Daf brings the Gemara on Kuf Lamed Amid Beis, which brings a brisa which says that not only is it usher to carry a mila knife through the Rishus HaRabim, public domain, but it's even usher to carry it in a chatzar she'ena me'urevus, a shared yard, which has no erif, where carrying is only usher midrabanan. Accordingly, if the mila knife was not brought to the infant's home before Shabbos, the bris must be postponed until Sunday. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Vav rules that for the sake of bris mila, one may tell a goy to perform a malacha which is usher midrabanan. What about the baby itself? The Magid Avram in Simen Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Katnehe says that one should not have a goy carry the baby to the shul for a bris, even through a karmelis, because it's not essential to the bris, since the bris can be done at home. The Eliyahu Rabbah, however, over there, cites a view, lekula, that allows carrying a goy to carry the baby to shul for the bris through a karmelis, because it's better to perform a bris mila in shul, where there are a lot of people, than rather doing it in one's home. The Gemara. The main reason that we don't cover the knife is to show the chavivas hamitzvah. In the place of Rabbi Yisrael Glili, they used to eat basar eif, the meat of fowl, for example, as we call it, chicken, together with milk, since he held that the isser of basar b'chalav only applies to meat of an animal, but by basar eif there is no isser of basar b'chalav. By the way, we should point out that in the Mishnah in Chulin, we learned the pasuk of Leisavashel Gedi b'chalav imai applies to meat of a behema and a chaya, but regarding an eif, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yisrael hold that it is also asr midaraisa as basar b'chalav. Rabbi Akiva holds it's asr midarabanan. Rabbi Yisrael says it's mutter completely to eat basar eif with chalav. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said, any mitzvah which Klal Yisrael accepted with joy, i.e. mila, we still perform with simcha. For example, today we do it with a suda. And anything which was accepted with katata, with displeasure, like arayas, are still full of katata, i.e. that all marriages still have quarrels with financial matters as well as the ksuba. The Gemara says tefillin can only be worn with a gufnaki, like Elisha bal knafayim, Elisha the winged one. A gufnaki means one should not pass gas or sleep in them. And why was he called Elisha bal knafayim? Gemara says, since the Malchus of Rome made a gzera, the people were not allowed to wear tefillin. And Elisha defied this decree. Once when he was seen by a police officer walking in the marketplace, and the police ran after him, he was asked what he was wearing. And he said he was wearing kanfei yayin. He was wearing the wings of a dove. When he opened his hand, a miracle occurred, and they in fact turned into dove wings. And Klal Yisrael is compared to a dove, since just like the wings of a dove protect a dove, so too the mitzvahs protect Klal Yisrael. If two people share a common courtyard or a hallway, to carry between them requires an Erev Chatzeres. This is done by taking a matzah, giving it to someone else, and asking him to be zeichet for all the people in the hallway. He does this by lifting it four tvachim, and then the giver, the ma'arev, recites a bracha. Without the Erev Chatzeres, it is also midrabanan to carry in this area. And just like it's also to carry a knife for the mila in a Rishus HaRabim, it should also be also midrabanan to carry the knife in a chatzer without an Erev Chatzeres. But Reb Shimon says it's mutter. As long as the knife was in the chatzer before Shabbos, it is mutter to carry even without an Erev Chatzeres. Another concept in Haitzah is that of Shitufei Mevayas. A Mavi we know connects numerous chatzeres and opens up into a Rishus HaRabim, i.e. there's a house which leads into a chatzer, which leads into a mavoi, which leads to the Rishus HaRabim. So each chatzer shared by different houses would have to have a ruvei chatzeres. In order to connect all the different chatzeres, you need a shitufei mevayas to carry into the mavoi. This is similar to the erev with the matzah. So if there is no shitufei mevayas, can they carry the knife? Rav Asi says, in that case, it's mutter to carry the knife. The Gemara says they didn't pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, since he was in cherem, and he was in the minority opinion, and we know how yochid v'rabim, halacha k'rabim. Finally, Rabbi Yehuda Marav said, if a mavui does not have a shitufei mevayas, even kalim that were in it before Shabbos cannot be carried in it. Daf Kuf Lamed Aleph. The kula of Rabbi Eliezer about preparation, that machshirei mitzvah doichen es haShabbos, applies to mila and some other things, for example, like the shtei halechem, but it does not apply to everything. It does not apply, for example, to tzitzis and mezuzah. These are not doicha Shabbos, in the case of machshirei mitzvah, since they aren't locked into a specific time, so one can do it after Shabbos. Abaye says, it's because these mitzvahs exist all the time in every moment. Rashi here says that the mitzvah of tzitzis is a chavis beged. Other Rishonim hold it's a chavis gabra. Taisvis asks, why don't we learn from Binyan Beis HaMikdash, which wasn't done on Shabbos, that machshirei mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos? Taisvis answers, Binyan Beis HaMikdash is not machshirei mitzvah, but rather it's the mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, so you can't bring a raya to other machshirei mitzvahs. Rabbi Eliezer says, machshirei mitzvahs lulav and the mitzvah of lulav are both daicha Shabbos. This is learned from the word v'hayayim. By the way, this discussion here in the Gemara only has relevance to the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when the lulav was taken on the first day of Sukkos, which was on Shabbos. Today, of course, we know midrabbanan that we do not take the lulav when Sukkos falls out on Shabbos. And the Rabbanan, who argue on Rabbi Eliezer, say that Machshirei Lulav is not Deicha Shabbos. They use the word Uveyayim to tell us that Mitzvah's Lulav is not by night, it's only by day. Even though Achilas Matzah is a Mitzvah Sasei Shazman Groma, women are still Chayev in Achilas Matzah, because the Pasuk says, Lai Seichel Alav Chametz, Shivas Yamim Teichel Alav Matzahs, immediately thereafter, the words Lai Seichel Alav Chametz. So we see these two are next to each other. The Isser Lai Sasei of not eating Chametz and the Mitzvah Sasei of eating Matzah. The Maradarshans call She Yeshnan B'Lai Sasei, Lai Seichel Chametz, Yeshnai Ba'asei Shal Matzah. Kol she yeshnan b'lay saseh, yeshnan v'aseh. Since these two are right next to each other, anyone who is mechuyev in the lay saseh of not eating chametz is also mechuyev in the aseh of eating matzah. Finally, the Kiyah Shefer of Rosh Hashanah brings all of the zechrenus of Bnei Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Shemayim, so he will give us a good judgment. Therefore, the fact that Machshirei Shefer is Deicha Shabbos cannot teach us this halacha for other things. Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. The heter of Machshirei Mila Deicha Shabbos according to Rebbe Eliezer is learned from the Pasig in Vayikra Yud Beis, which implies even Machshirei Mitzvah is Deicha. We also learn from the fact that im over zmana loy batla, the mitzvah of Mila can be performed until a person dies, and that's different from other mitzvahs where im over zmana batla, if the time passed, the mitzvah cannot be done. And so maybe these Machshirei are Deicha. By the mitzvah of Mila, the word bris is said to Avraham Avinu 13 times. This shows us how chashev the mitzvah is. The Gemara asks, how do we know Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos? Our answer is from a Kal V'chemer. If Mila, which involves one Aver, is Deicha Shabbos, Kal V'chemer Pikuach Nefesh, which involves the entire body, that should be Deicha Shabbos. And how do we know Mila is Deicha Shabbos? The Gemara says, we learn this Halacha L'Meshimi Sinai, or since it says Ice by Mila, and it says Ice by Shabbos, therefore Mila is Deicha Shabbos. It's interesting, by the way, that Tefillin we don't wear on Shabbos, even though it does say the word Ice regarding Tefillin. If there is tzaras, leprosy, on the foreskin of a child, we say that mila is daicha the tzaras, and you cut off the tzaras. This is for a mila bismana or a mila shalei bismana. But mila is only daicha Shabbos if it's bismana. But if it's shalei bismana, for example, the child is sick, and you push it off, and it ends up that the child is okay on Shabbos, then it's not daicha Shabbos, and it's not daicha yantav. Another reason mila is daicha tzaras, or that mila is daicha Shabbos, is because of the classical rule of esei daicha leisaseh. Daf Kuf Lamed Gimel. Even Rabbi Shimon holds that a Dover She'enem Eskaven is Mutter, but not if it's a Psik Reisha. And while the rule is Ese Deicha Leisase, we do not say Ese Deicha Leisase V'Ese. The next Mishnah. On Shabbos, one is allowed to do all Tzarchei Mila, including the Mila itself, cutting off the Arla, the Priya. The Priya is the thin skin membrane under the Arla, which covers the Atara. And when the Priya is pulled, the Atara becomes exposed. That can also be done on Shabbos. Also, the Metzitza can be done on Shabbos. Metzitza is the sucking out of the blood. Without a metzitza, there is a chashash of sakana. It is also permitted to do all refuas for the baby, to do all those on Shabbos. For example, putting on the isfalnus, which is the compress, or the kamein plant, a medication on the wound. However, the kamein must be ground up on Erev Shabbos. If it was prepared before Shabbos, the male can chew it with his teeth, with a shinoi, and still put it on. And Taisus explains that even though the baby is considered a chayla sheyesh by sakana, but it's still better to do all malachas for a chayla with a shine. Kol kama de'efshel l'shnuye mashnina. This is also referred to as kila achar yad. And this is how the Rama Paskins and Rachayim Simin Shin Chavches if you'd base that even by a chayla sheyesh by sakana, if it's possible to do it kila achar yad or via a guy, it's better to do it that way than to do it oneself. Finally, the Mishnah says if one did not mix oil and wine before Shabbos for refuah, then he can put them in separately on the wound. This is would be through what we call a shinai. And making a bandage is usser because of tikkun kli. But instead, a person should just wrap a rag around the wound. Gemara. As long as the mail is still doing the maisa mila, he can go back and cut additional tzitzin, additional shreds, whether the shreds are tzitzin hama'akvin, or even those which are not makif. But once he removed his hands from the mila area, he can only go back and cut off the tzitzin hama'akvin es hamila. From the Pasuk in Shmais Tezvav, Zakeli Vanveu, this is my God, and I will beautify him, we learn the Indian of Hidur Mitzvah. We should build a beautiful sukkah, buy a beautiful lulav, we should buy a nice shefer, nice tzitzis, nice sefer Torah, buy the best ink through a reliable sefer. Abishol says Anveu is not referring to Hidur Mitzvah, but to the fact that we should have good midos like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Aniva Hu is what Anveu means. Just like he is Chanun V'Racham, we should also be Chanun V'Racham. For the purpose of Kiddush HaChodesh, if the moon is clearly visible, it's a machlokes if Edim can be Mechal Shabbos to come to Beis Din to proclaim the new moon. The Shulchan and the Migdash had 6 plus 6 loaves, equal to 12 loaves, for the Lechem Apanim. As soon as one group of Kohanim came in to remove the old Lechem, the new Lechem would be put on by the second group of Kohanim. But the table always had Lechem, since the Pasuk says, Lechem Hapanim Tamid. Since we're running out of tape here, we'll have to continue this sugya of Bris Milah, Amir Tashem, on the next tape. But at this point, we will conclude our share.